Joining me in the studio in this half hour is Louise Blasius and Dr. Stephen Sheridan from McKenzie Health System, both here to talk a little bit about the Lunch and Learn series. And, of course, Louise, Lunch and Learn, we're into our third session now. This is a monthly program at McKenzie. Tell us a little bit more about it.
It's every third Wednesday of the month. It includes a healthy lunch that's very nutritious for you, and it's $5 with the luncheon, and everybody should call Sharon Danick at 648-6127. And our monthly speakers are our physicians and clinicians, and people are really enjoying it.
All right, so to make reservations, you call Sharon Danick at the hospital, and the number once again is
648-6127, and you can call any time during the day or evening because of voicemail.
All right. Well, very good. Dr. Stephen Sheridan, of course, a podiatrist, and, you know, obviously our main topic is going to be talking a little bit about, we were joking about it before we went on, about happy feet. And, of course, you know, if your feet are not happy, it doesn't seem that you're very happy either.
Well, I agree. You know, I'm excited that they're doing this educational series because it does reach out to the community and it gives them an opportunity to talk to specialists and generalists about conditions without paying for an office visit. So I think it's helpful to the people. But my topic's actually going to be about compounding pharmacies, and it's something new we're doing in our office to help our patients. Normally, if somebody has a condition, we'll write a script for each condition. You know, we might end up writing two or three scripts, and you know, that's hard on people, and they have to take this pill, and I think some people are over, I call them polypharmacy people. They have too many medications, and they can't take any more pills. So what we've implemented in our office is the use of these compounding pharmacies where we can combine maybe two or three different medications into a gel, a powder, or a cream, and apply it topically and locally to wherever the problem is.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about this in another segment with the pharmacist Steve Ehart, and he does some compounding at some of his locations. And based on what you're telling me so far, it could be something that a patient, like you say, has a lot of medications, and they want to maybe trim down on the medications. They can get the benefits of all those meds into one substance.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, and it's not new, Stan. We've, medicine started out with this. Doctors would make their own medications and, you know, grind them up in a little cup and work it out for people, and then you know, it transitioned into somebody else doing that, and then a pharmacist being developed, and then the drug companies took over and made it, you know, pills and stuff the way they wanted to make it. But you know, it's, people are sick and they can't have access to certain medications orally or, you know, systemically, but to treat certain conditions, they can still have medications that would normally be contraindicated by using it topically.
Yeah.
So it would be a huge benefit for some people who are getting the no all the time about you can't have this, you can't have that, and they're just suffering. So
yeah.
Also, it's safer. The differences between compounded and prescription drugs are they can be made in different strengths, so we can control that instead of just what the pill would give us. You can avoid dyes and preservatives, which come with some medications, and they can be made specifically to each patient's needs, which is, you know, something we haven't done in my office.
Yeah. So when a pharmacist puts together a compounded medication, is he just using the active ingredients in some of these medications and then adding a buffer or something like that?
Yeah. You know, I count on the pharmacist or the company to decide on the base. They help us a lot because there's no doctor that knows everything about that. But yeah, you avoid a lot of extras. You're going right to the concentrated medicine, and you're going in a form that doesn't go inside the body. I mean, eventually it's absorbed, but it's a little bit more controlled. So I could actually use a stronger medication and get a quicker effect by putting it topically than I could put it in, you know, through a pill in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of maybe how one of those would work?
Well, let's say we were going to treat gout.
Okay.
You know, everybody, the medications, indomethacin, colchicine, all these medications are known to give you diarrhea. They work great, but you know, you take them until you get sick.
Can't tolerate it anymore.
Yeah, and that's not very good medicine, very good treatment. And people are in really acute pain. So with a topical, I may be able to use those medications in the formula. I may be able to use an NSAID to get a different anti-inflammatory effect. And I can use a couple different of the same drugs, because they might have different mechanism of action. So I could use maybe, you know, an ibuprofen mm-hmm. with a colchicine. And then we can put a local anesthetic in there, too, to give them a little immediate relief when they rub it on so that the pain is gone, you know. So that's way better than, you know, putting a pill through them and waiting until diarrhea to see if they've had some help.
Yeah. How do pharmaceutical companies feel about this?
Well, they're not going to like it. But as a doctor, I don't get paid by the pharmaceutical company. So
sure.
I have only interest in my patients, and it's cheaper. You know, it's more concentrated and it's specific. So for me, it's not about pleasing a pharmaceutical company because they don't pay me. It's the patients that take care of me, so I take care of them.
Yeah, yeah, and that only makes good sense. So do people, if they would come to your office and you prescribe one of these compounded medications, are there only certain pharmacies that they can go to get these medicines then?
Well, there's definitely, it's a new frontier for me. So I don't know every pharmacy that's available.
Uh-huh.
How the process works for us, it is a prescription. So it's not like we're whipping something up in the office. I write this script and it goes to your prescription insurance if you have coverage. And I send it to the pharmacy that I use.
Mm-hmm.
They check with the patient and check with the insurance to make sure it's covered before they make it. So the patient doesn't incur costs that they're not ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And then if everything's legit there, then they overnight it to the patient and we start treatment.
Yeah. So you mentioned that in some cases this can be a lower cost alternative than using some of the regular name brand medications. Have insurance companies responded well to that?
I think anything that saves an insurance company money, they'll respond well to. And I think it's becoming a lot more popular, too. So as need and attention is drawn to it, that'll be addressed. I think the insurance companies will love it.
Yeah. Any other specifics about the compounding that you're going to be discussing at your seminar?
Well, yeah. I'm going to go into a lot more detail there. I don't want to bore people with
uh-huh.
all the details,
sure.
but I guess the idea with compounding is it's not new. It's a good thing because there's less drug interactions, there's less side effects, you don't irritate the GI tract, ease of use for the patient, something they understand, lower systemic effects from taking the drug, and maybe access to drugs that you normally couldn't take.
Mm-hmm. In most cases, are compounding medications topical, or can they be oral or both?
Well, I haven't used any oral. I'm trying to uh-huh. Trying to keep the oral part out of my office. I'm not a big drug pusher, as my patients know. So
uh-huh.
Anything that I can find that's safe and I can keep it away from their other medications and get a benefit that's useful to them is kind of my goal.
Yeah.
And so many medications are hard on the stomach.
Yeah. Yeah, and people, we can treat almost anything with, medicine, but we can't get the body to tolerate the medicines, to get the effect. We're wearing people out, I think. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, and you hear any of the popular medication advertisements that you hear on TV and radio. I mean, essentially you get about 10 seconds of message and about 20 seconds of disclaimer. So,
mm-hmm.
And that all relates back to the side effects. So, it seems to me that you're working to reduce that part of it as well, too.
There's things that I couldn't really treat well in my office, too, like neuropathy, maybe from diabetes or alcoholism or injury, and all the pills that are used to treat neuropathy are actually things that slow down your mind. They're sedatives, so your mind don't realize what's going on, but they
mm-hmm.
don't treat the problem. And if it's a problem that can't be treated, a spinal cord injury or the diabetes is not managed well, we can use this type of topical medication without, getting those side effects and not, getting the sedation and getting the effect that the drug was designed for. So
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. Well, essentially it seems to me like a little back to the future effect. I mean, we're going back to, something that used to be done back in the early days and with modern technology can really mm-hmm. make it quite effective these days.
Going full circle, but I'm not going to be out in the woods picking up mushrooms and plants, I'll tell you that.
At least not this time of year, anyway.
Yeah.
Louise, any final words before we wrap it up here today?
Well, this is going to be March 20th, Lunch and Learn with Dr. Steve Sheridan. And then in April, on April 17th, we'll have Dr. Sams talking about taking care of yourself.
All right. Well, sounds good. It's the Lunch and Learn segment. It's on Wednesdays, and it's always the third Wednesday. Is that right?
That's correct.
Always the third Wednesday at
McKinsey. We guarantee people who work that we'll get them out at 1 o'clock so they get back to work on time, and it's a healthy lunch.
All right. Dr. Stephen Sheridan, Louise Blasius, thanks for joining us this morning on WMIC.